Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America. Across the country, around the globe. Across the country on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and more. And around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. We are so excited. We finally brought it on in and brought it home. American Premium Vodka. Again, drink responsibly, folks. Randy Byrne, Gus Scott, Terry Cook, the whole gang. We're very excited. We're excited, too, about KFJB AM 1230. And I just discovered an FM frequency, 93.9 FM. Kyle Martin and the folks at KFJB Marshalltown. You'll hear them. You'll hear us on the weekend there for the time being with other things in the offing. So we're really, really excited about that. Youngstown, Ohio, Marshalltown, Iowa. Listen, we're growing at one station, one market at a time. Obviously, iHeart opens up a huge window, and we are so proud of that relationship. World of Sports today, we're going to start with, you know, I put it on Facebook as a catfight, but Jennifer Rosati, very weird, kind of measured comments talking about Caitlin Clark and her Olympic chances. We are going to jump headlong into that. I really can't envision a U.S. women's Olympic basketball team. They've won, what, 6 or 8 straight Olympics. You know, listen, they'll win without Caitlin Clark. They'll win with her, in my opinion, gold medal. But the idea that Caitlin Clark's not going to be on the U.S. Olympic team, if that's the reality, it strikes me as very odd. And I thought Rosati's comments were kind of weird. She made it sound like, you know, we've got some justification to leave Caitlin Clark off the U.S. Women's Olympic basketball team. And I can't wait to hear what that justification is. You know, we've got enough guard. Listen, this woman's the face of sports right now. Now, I don't want to get carried away because the NBA playoffs and the NHL. But listen, Saturday Night Live, Good Morning America, Today Show. She's a media darling. She just signed today a $28 million deal with Nike. These are staggering, staggering figures. So we'll get into that, and it's polarizing because the haters are now in full force. They're out there. So we will get into that. Plus, the world of sports in detail, NBA playoffs. Dominic Jimenez always contributes to a great podcast as well. We'll get Dom's take in here as well. KFJB this Saturday and Sunday. We're very excited. Thank you, Kyle Martin, and the folks in Marshalltown, Iowa. Coming back on Sports Overnight. No program, walk it play like a slow jam. This ain't regular. No. I ain't nothing that you settle for. No. Nice try, wrong guy. Maybe next time. Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.center. At 515-355-3200.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports here. Thank you, folks, for being on board. We love you for listening. Again, we want to promote our weekend editions. Youngstown, Ohio is on board. KFJB, AM 1230, 93.9 FM. Kyle Martin and the folks in Marshalltown, Iowa. And that's Pisquaki country, Hy-Vee country. And you know how much we love the business of sports. Listen, I can do the NBA. I can do the NHL till I'm seeing double. But when we get deals like the situation with Caitlin Clark, I mean, I could do this show and rename it to the Caitlin Chronicles and not feel one morsel, not one molecule of guilt. The woman's magic. She is so much fun to watch and just watch her build her career. I am stunned. The number one pick, you know, her preseason games to me are going to be, you know, just obligatory just to see what she looks like in the uniform. And then when they start playing for keeps, it's really going to be interesting to watch. And there's so many different, we'll get to her Nike deal in a moment, but there's so many tentacles to the story when you think about it. There's her on-court performance. You know, there's the jealousy factor. She's stepping into the pro ranks. The quality of play is obviously going to be the best that there is to offer in women's basketball worldwide. I mean, this will be the best that we're going to see. What's really fascinating is to see how Caitlin meshes with that team, meshes with the coaching staff, and, you know, coming in carrying a wheelbarrow full of money. Folks, the deal, which is going to be announced probably tomorrow, but The Athletic and The Wall Street Journal, Sports Business Journal, they've been all over this story. 8 years at $28 million. So 8 years times 324, I mean, it's just cuckoo money. I got to learn to math. I got to get a calculator in my head. The richest endorsement contract ever signed by a women's basketball player, and I don't know, maybe a women's athlete. It includes a signature shoe. And if you go back to when we go back to Albany, where the team was playing in upstate New York, sorry, I've got some people watching on Facebook Live, and I just knocked the camera over. But the fact of the matter is, out in Albany, she wore these bright yellow, they almost look like a construction zone on her feet, you know, these bright yellow shoes. And I'm thinking, and I did, I swear to God, at the time, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, they're going to take that shoe. So I went to in Albany, I went to Dick's Sporting Goods and I asked around, and there was something similar, but nothing, even, not that I was going to buy them, but I wanted to see, you know, if they had got kind of, you know, kind of cheated a little bit and got something out early, but they didn't. And I talked to one of the representatives there, and the guy was extremely knowledgeable. And he said, oh, no, we know what's coming. We know what's coming. Now, don't forget, Adidas got involved. Under Armour got involved. Puma came in. And when Puma heard, hey, we're going to start bidding at $3 million, they said that we'll take a pass. So it's Nike. No surprise. I'm thrilled for the gal. I really am. I'm thrilled for her. And I'm thrilled for any of these women athletes getting what they're getting. Because this day, this era has been so long in coming. And I think of Rebecca Lobo. And I'll get to Jennifer Rosati in a moment. But, you think of all these women players who have kind of laid the foundation. And then along comes Caitlin and others, Sue Bird. You know, Dom would have a Rolodex automatically in his head to rattle off the names. But this is a landmark deal. This is truly a landmark deal. And I think it's awesome. I really do. How does she handle it? I have no idea. She lives in West Des Moines, Iowa, suburbs, family, nice home, very well-respected people. I know people in the neighborhood, and they say, you know, they're out walking their dogs. They don't blow people off. Here's a quick story. Someone in the neighborhood wanted something signed by Caitlin. She walked up to the house. She left it on the doorstep with a note, and she left. She didn't want to knock on the door. She didn't want to be a creeper, ring doorbells, and hassle people. What happens day or two later on her front doorstep was a signature on an item. And that's the Clark family. That is Ann Clark and the dad and Caitlin and her brother. They're just classy, classy people. This is just thrilling. It really is to see. Now, that's the good. Let's get to the, and it's quasi bad. And I don't want to jump to too many conclusions, but I don't like Jennifer Rosati's quotes. I really don't. The idea that Caitlin even remotely suggests being on the Olympic team. Maybe I need a – how could you – did not include Caitlin Clark? Now, I know what I sound like. Iowa homer, here you go again, and that's fine. That's fine. But someone please tell me a realistic scenario where that would make sense, other than Caitlin saying, you know what, I'm not going to interrupt my pro team. If I'm invited to go to Paris, blah, 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 but you know what, I'll respectfully decline. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about Jennifer Rosati suggesting there's a process here. We're going to keep an eye on her. And look, I understand it smacks of entitlement. I think they do have to go through the process because there is building resentment. It's human nature. There is no doubt in my mind that there's going to be women, and already is, that are going to totally resent this deal, this $28 million deal. It's a staggering amount of money. It really and truly is. And I don't even like to put the proviso in there. It's a staggering amount of money for a women's basketball player because that just reeks of sexism. You know, hey, look, it. She's a human being. Put your pants on the same way do. She wears skirts. We don't, even though I suppose we could in this day and age. But the fact of the matter is what? She's getting a lot of money. She's worth it. She is selling out arenas. She is like a rock star right now. You look at wherever she plays, there is demand. I talked to the team store over in Indianapolis, and they said it is ridiculous. We can't even believe it. You would think we've had Reggie Miller, Rick Smits, we've got Halliburton, we've had other star players over the year, and it doesn't even scratch, this is a quote now, doesn't even scratch the surface. We can't keep them here. We can't keep it. Anything with their name. Now, granted, they replenish it and they've stocked up, but it's crazy. And now you got Nike into the game. I can't wait to see how this shoe unfolds, okay? So we shall see. Rosati. Look, I'm gonna give her a little bit of a pass. She's in a tight spot here. She doesn't want to look like she's playing favorites. But can we really get serious? A U.S. Olympic team, and if I'm to be corrected, shoot me up. Jump on Skype, call into Dom 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Go ahead, tell me I'm crazy. Give me a realistic scenario where you could leave her off. Other than, you know, if she got hurt, okay. If she vows total 100% commitment to the Indiana Fever, but she's already said, I want to be on the Olympic team. And she should be. Not only that, what am I missing? She should start, right? She's going to be your point guard, right? Caitlin Clark. But maybe I'm cuckoo. Maybe I'm off the rails here. So I would love to know if that's the case. All right. So away we go with that. So XL Sports Management struck the deal together. I did not know that her image and likeness deal, of course, it expired with the end of her college career, that part of it. But I didn't realize that, she went from probably $1.5 million to now it's going to be north of $3 million per year. It's just absolutely crazy. So we shall see. Now, start of the WNBA season, what's that going to be like? 36 of her 40 games will be on national television. The media demand for credentials and to follow her both at home and the road, crazy. Off the charts. Talk to the people today in Indiana, and they said we can't even imagine. We could never have imagined this. Even after we drafted her number one, it's even exceeded already crazy, lofty, off the chart expectations. So good stuff. And you know, to the women around the world, salute, salute. This has been a long time in coming. We shall see. We shall see. And for the four gals before her, who laid the foundation, I think Caitlin's done a remarkable job of acknowledging them, and let's see where it goes. Because you know what? Everyone, including Caitlin Clark, her career, her marketability has an expiration date. Let's see what she does with that as it winds down. It's going to go to another high and another high and another high, but eventually it'll plateau and descend, and we'll see then another side of Caitlin Clark. All right, we're coming back. We got to get to the NBA. What a game last night. What a game last night. How about ask Antonio? Antonio Davis of the Lakers. What happened? Jamal Murray hit a game-winning shot. We're coming back here. I'm by the way.
It's such a shame.
It's such a shame. You already know it. I'm expressing all my pain. You know I'm a poet. When you're sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. How you say heat your body?
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, talking the world of sports here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday edition. Some afternoon baseball, late afternoon, twilight, Red Sox, Guardians underway in Cleveland. Keep an eye on that for a little bit into the night. And then obviously we'll keep an eye on the playoffs. Listen, there was a lot of hockey last night. I was into Bruins, Toronto. Just not a good third period, right? 2-2, weird goal. Disallowed a goal on Toronto with a high stick, right call there. Then they come right back and then get a nice, smooth goal to tie it 2-2. They go up 3-2. The Bruins had nothing. I mean, power play opportunities. They spent a lot of times. I don't have the box score in front of me, but the Bruins just a disproportionate amount of penalty minutes. But no qualms with the calls. So that and you know, that pretty much let me check here. I mean, I didn't go too crazy on the hockey after the Bruins. Had a lot of multitasking like crazy on a Monday. Mondays are crazy. Monday nights are crazy. Let's get to the puck. Islanders, well, that was weird because look, the Islanders were up 3-0 in that game. Hurricanes take now what feels to be a commanding 2-0 lead. How the Islanders will come back from 0-2 down is one thing. And then on the other hand, to squander a 3-goal lead and Carolina beat them 5-3. And my buddy Brock Hines, who's not a big Islander guy, and he's not a big Patrick Waugh guy, basically said couldn't happen to a nicer group. Interesting. How about, you know, and Brock Hines says, look, and he's my hockey guy. He said, look, Golden Knights, Dallas, he said, They are a fraudulent one seed. And that, whoa, in the Western Conference, that caught my attention. Sure enough, Vegas beat them 4-3 last night. So I'll quote Heinze is via text. He said, don't worry about the Stars. They won't get to the finals. And I'm like, really? And he said, yeah, they're fraud. So Golden Knights get it 4-3. And then Edmonton, quick 2-0 lead. I bowed out at that point. I'd had enough. Oilers 7-4 over the Kings. Where we got to go is with the hoops. Now, the end, and I'm so glad I saw it, the end of the Knicks-Sixers game was an all-time. And it was one part. It was like a salad of drama. One part of the salad, the ingredients was a cataclysmic collapse by the Sixers. Just gave it away. That's part of it. The other part is, you know, the old joke about three officials, the three blind mice. How they couldn't see Nick Nurse screaming for timeout was one thing. But literally, other than Tyrese Maxey, and I think he even was on the floor trying to signal timeout, the NBA, I haven't seen a response from Silver. I know the Sixers filed a protest. The biggest joke in sports is, I remember in Little League, oh, wow, we lost the game 5-3. Controversial play, we're going to file a protest. Well, you know what that does? That gets you to bed early. It gets you to bed. And you know what? Well, we still got hope. We got to protest. Protests aren't worth the paper they're written on. And I read Jay Mariotti's Substack blog, and Jay Mariotti's suggestion was bring the teams back out and play the final 27 seconds. Jay, what are you smoking? Okay, you've been around sports your whole life as a writer, a commentator. I love your Substack blog. I read it religiously. I'm on your mailing list. But when you came out with that beauty, holy smokes. A test is nothing. It's just a means to, it's a cooling off instrument. They give you the right to file a protest so that you can cool off and feel like, you know, you've got a ray of hope, which you don't. You don't have a sliver of hope. Game over. Sixers are down 0-2, going down I-95 to the city of brotherly love. It's probably over. My God, what? How you could come back from that's amazing. And I had this series, and it's still possible, ticketed for 7 games. And we'll see. The Sixers have got to get off the mat. I mean, Embiid last night was literally crying in the Philadelphia locker room. Crying. That's how it's frustrated, hurt, probably somewhat embarrassed. Last play was horrible. He and Maxey looked like they were playing with a hot potato. Maxey, who had, 35 for the game, 15, did he not? 20 in the, I think 15 in the fourth quarter. Shoot the ball, Tyrese. You couldn't miss. I mean, you missed a few, but you had a better chance than Embiid. Embiid just heaved up a shot put from his waist, 35 feet, lucky to catch iron. So many things. DiVincenzo misses the first three. He gets another crack. Hartenstein isn't kept off the boards. The inbounds pass was a disgrace. I mean, Philly can scream all they want about the missed timeout. They were complicit in this disaster. Yeah, and this building has seen it before. Do you remember Reggie Miller, 9 points in 6 seconds? Look that one up. Look that one up. Reggie Miller, 9 points in, 6 or 7 seconds, 8 seconds, whatever, 10. It was, I mean, seriously. So, I mean, this building, Madison Square Garden, has been witness to some craziness. That was a absolute stunning finish to that game. Philadelphia could have sleptwalked and come out with a win, but they didn't. They were wide awake to witness that disaster. Do I feel bad for Nick Nurse? Yeah, I do. He was legitimately calling timeout. But you know what? The officials didn't call it. They did not call it, as you well know. So, tough one. Philly, they're going to get one of the next two. They're probably going back to Madison Square, down 1-3. 4-1 or 4-2, folks. I just don't see him coming back. I really don't. I want to be wrong. I want to see a 7-game series. I love the Knicks just in terms of that rivalry with the Celtics, that rivalry, you know, with the Sixers now, the Heat. That Eastern Seaboard has got a lot of juice. It really and truly does. This year, more than ever. So let's finish up on that. I'll take the Knicks probably in 6 now. So thought it would go 7. Hey, it still might. Let's see. All right, so then we go out late night. I mean, the Lakers have to win one. They've got to steal one in Denver, right? I mean, that's the formula. They got to steal one. And they have to find a way to win. And they had a great opportunity last night. The way the Lakers defended on that last possession was exemplary until the last second. You've got to get a hand. You know where they're going at that point, right? I mean, you know where they're going. And they're going to Jokic if they can, but the fact of the matter is, the ball's on the perimeter. That leaves one option, pretty much. If somebody else other than Jokic or Jamal Murray beat you, you've had a bad night. It wasn't meant to be. They gave Murray just enough breathing room, and he launches up the game winner. And what bedlam in Denver. I mean, fascinating to watch. And you could just see the air come out of the Lakers. You could just see that ashen look. They stunned. You know, we played well enough to steal one. My God, what a difference going back 1-1 to crypto, right? Then you're saying, okay, now we got a puncher's chance. Now, I understand you haven't lost anything until you lose a home game, but realistically, can you really look yourself in the mirror and say, yeah, I think the Lakers can come back in this series? I don't. It's starting to feel like a sweep. They'll probably get one. I mean, I could see Denver getting sloppy and they get one. I really could. But ultimately, they're going to look back at game two. And I think the Sixers and the Lakers are in the same boat of distress. They're both going to go, wow, how did we let that opportunity get away? But they did. And then now the NBA, and I'm just seeing this now, they're saying Maxey was fouled, F-O-U-L-E-D. He was fouled twice during that chaotic sequence. Now, did the league come out and say that? If so, that's Yeah, in the last two-minute report for the Knicks, they always come out with that two-minute report, and the Knicks' miraculous 104-101 victory over the Sixers in Game 2, the NBA ruled that Tyrese Maxey was fouled multiple times during the game's frenetic defining sequence, and that 76ers coach Nick Nurse called for a timeout, but the referees didn't see it. But you know what? Okay, I just said it. Protest, you file an appeal. What does it mean? It means nothing. Not going to change a thing. You know, Jay Mariotti saying, hey, you know, call him back and let's go play 27 seconds over again. It's not happening. Now, that you know, this will give the conspiracy theorists, a whole bunch of ammunition, because they're going to say, well, you wait. Game 3, if the Knicks breathe on a player, they're going to get called for a foul. It was unbelievable. Anyway, so that was the highlight of my Monday night. What about you folks? I mean, it's crazy. I mean, in the hockey, the Islanders, really? You're up 3-0 and you get whipped. You give up 5 unanswered. And is Edmonton the real deal? They put up 7. And is Winnipeg the real deal? They hung 7 on Colorado. And what about the Rangers? I mean, you've got, and did you see this statistic? The number of fired coaches who are now coaching against their former teams, including Lavalette with the Rangers against the Caps. It's crazy. I think it said former disposed coaches are 6-1. I think I read on ESPN.com. Absolutely crazy. All right, we come back. We are presented by American Premium Vodka. Gus Scott, the founder, will be with us Friday. It'll be a happy hour Friday here on Sports Overnight America. Gus Scott will join us live from Phoenix, Arizona, here across the network. Here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight in America, I'm Marty Terrell, presented by American Premium Vodka. That's right. And enjoy responsibly, right? All right. A little bit later on, we'll tell you what we're talking about, screaming about in the world of sports, right here on Sports Byline. Sports Overnight America. Keep it right here. Coming right back.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner moxidectin and pyrantel chewable tablets, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms, all in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
That's 800-788-1495.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Hi, Talk of the World of Sports here, and we're going to get Dom in here for a few minutes. He is our resident savant when it comes to the women's basketball and the WNBA and the college game. No question about that. All right, so we appreciate it. American Premium Vodka, thank you, Randy Byrne, Mark Scott, Terry Cook. Boy, you're going to hear a lot about them, a naming rights sponsorship for the next 3 months, weekend edition. Want to thank the folks and all the hard work that Darren Peck has done in conjunction with Kyle Martin and KFJB, AM 1230, 93.9 FM, Marshalltown, Iowa. They stream. We're on iHeart. We're blending. Everything's coming together nicely, and it's so grateful. Randy Byrne, his wife Rhonda, their son Tucker, and Blake, the Byrne family, just unbelievable, just incredible people. We're grateful. We started out this show December 5th, 2022. So we're coming up, it's hard to believe it, 2 years this December. What has happened in that time? I don't know. We've done a lot of shows. We've had a lot of guests. We've brought some people in. We've grown the advertising base. We've had our share of faux pas, right? The highlight of the last year and a half, this will be a nice segue into a couple questions for Dom, the Iowa women. I can't think of anything close. I mean, seriously, I can't think of anything close. So here we go. Let's get them in here. Dom, what is, in your opinion, which I value, and does the audience, where do you put this Caitlin Clark announcement today, Nike at 8 years, $28 million? Let's hear your raw reaction, and then what does it mean, obviously, for her? But more importantly, for the women's sport, WNBA, and even college. Let's hear. Go ahead.
I don't know how much it does for the game as a whole. It's not the – I think it's like number 11 or 12 in terms of signature deals for – shoe deals for a WNBA player. Obviously, the monetary aspect, very large. I'm a little surprised she didn't go with Under Armour. Average offering more per year, with a Nike deal is about 3.5 per year, and Under Armour went with 4 per year. But capitalize on your fame right now. Not to say in 4 years that Caitlin Clark won't still be super famous, won't be super popular, but you never know. So right. she as the kids would say, she got her bag. She got $28 million guaranteed. So I don't think anybody's going to be complaining about it at all.
It's going to be interesting. Dom, what is it, you know, what does it mean for the WNBA? I mean, obviously she's a much talked about player. There's a lot of talent in this league. Is she going to, what kind of transition is she making? She's going to a whole nother level financially. She's going to play 40 games, a college season, and now 40 more games. It's a lot of basketball that doesn't even include preseason and postseason. What do you think she's looking at in terms of making that transition from the college game to the WNBA? And I am not qualified to, yeah, I can throw that question out there, but I think you're more qualified to answer it. What do you think she's staring down the barrel of making the transition to the WNBA? Let's hear.
So I'll start with her rookie season. I don't think she's going to, I'm not saying she's not going to play as many games as possible. She's going to fade. This is nothing against Caitlin Clark, but she's played a long season, and not that her teammates at Iowa right. were incapable, but let's be real, to an extent, carried the Iowa team back-to-back years to the finals, and now she's going to have, what, a month and a half off? And she's going to get right back to it, playing with a new system, new teammates. So the fatigue is going to set in at some point. That's just inevitable. The other thing that and you know, you say you're not, you don't watch much of the WNBA. I think this kind of outlook is generalized.
I've watched some, but I haven't. Yeah.
Yeah, but it can go towards any athlete going from college to the pros. There's going to be an adjustment period because now Caitlin Clark is playing generally against the best basketball players in the world versus, you know, college students who, now that they've graduated, are going to go be accountants. And that's nothing against any of them, but now she's playing against grown professionals. It's going to be a completely different game for her. She's going to have to adjust. She's also going to have better teammates. Again, nothing against Gabby Marshall and Hannah Stolke and Kate Martin and a Falter. The list goes on. Mm-hmm. Nothing against any of them, but it's a different style of play now. Now she's got Aaliyah Boston, who can be she was basically the number one last year, Rookie of the Year. You're going to have to make sure she gets her touches. I think Caitlin Clark's role as you're going to have to do everything and help us to if we're going to get far. I think you're going to see a transition like with Steph Curry, right, where it's like in college it was Steph Curry, and now that we see, you know, his career through, you know, with hindsight, he's had to be a distributor in addition to continually being a scorer. So I think there's going to be transition stuff. And I do think people need to temper expectations. If everybody's expecting her to step in and average 30 and 15, I think those expectations need to be dialed back.
Dominic Jimenez here giving us a little take on Caitlin Clark. Her deal today, $28 million over 8 years from Nike. She made it expects to make it official. Here's where I want to go next. The hot button item here in Iowa is everyone smells an Olympic slight coming up. Jennifer Rosati has been quoted by Sportsnet out of Canada of saying, we're going to evaluate her. We're going to look at her. And I think Iowa people are a little bit full of themselves here. And I understand it because she's their favorite daughter and they're very, very parochial and they're very, very possessive. But they're making it sound like, well, here comes the big slight. And I thought Rosati's quotes were a little unusual too. So, Dom, I'm going to be very fair with you. I'm going to say two parts. First part of the question is, can you envision an Olympic team from the United States going to Paris without Caitlin Clark? That's the first part of it. Let's hear.
Yes, I can. It shouldn't be the case, but I can picture it. Remember that all that fatigue I was just talking about? Well, yeah, let's throw her into the deep end and play against the best that the international world has to offer. So I think there is a scenario in which I could see her not being on the team. There are a lot of great American guards right now, too. And that's not even including somebody like Diana Taurasi, who's still playing and is very much a veteran. Obviously, in terms of skill at this point, Caitlin Clark is the better player. But there's something to be said about leadership on an Olympic team and stuff like that. However, I could see it happening. It shouldn't happen, and I don't think it will, but I could see it happen.
And the second part of that question is, if she's on the Olympic team, is she a starter? Does she come off the bench? And you would know better than I, where does she fit in amongst the best of the United States right now? Because we've only compared her against college kids. Take the whole enchilada right now and give me a take on where she might fit in. And I don't expect you to – I'm not going to hold you to this. I know you're just kind of crystal balling it a little bit. But is she going to be a stalwart on that Olympic team or along for the ride? What do you think?
If she's on this Olympic team, she absolutely, unequivocally should not be the starting point guard. I look at the current pool. I don't know who's being considered for the team. I haven't looked at that exact pool. But off the top of my head – Las Vegas has three point guards who have played for the U.S., who have won championships, who are veteran players with Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young, and Chelsea Gray. I go to Seattle with Jewel Lloyd. She's fantastic. And this is without going literally across the league. I have named two teams, and I've named four guards who have a lot more international and professional experience than Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark should definitely be on the team. Again, she should be on the team. But given that she's never played professionally, that she's never played against international competition like this with international rules, and it was for a good reason, but she missed the Team USA training camp because she was busy trying to win a national championship. I think it'd be too difficult. Do I think the U.S. would still win if Caitlin Clark was the starter? Absolutely. But in terms of creating unity and a team brand of Team USA women's basketball, I think she should be coming off the bench at best. There are too many factors, and a lot of it comes down to she's inexperienced. That's not her fault. But I think she shouldn't start. She should be on the team, though.
All right, one more part. It's actually a three-part question. I'll let you go after this. Do you think there's going to be resentment with Caitlin going through what she's going through right now, this ascension to marketing heights and now league and her own sneaker and blah, blah, blah? Do you think there'll be resentment, or do you think she'll be warmly embraced by her fellow competitors, teammates, and foes? Let's hear.
I think it'll be a little bit of both. There's no reason to... You know, it's a natural reaction where, oh, Caitlin Clark. And you could be a player, and
yep.
Asia Wilson is has been the prime example for everything that's been happening with Caitlin Clark, because she's accomplished basically what Clark has and done more at the WNBA level. Obviously hasn't had, you know, the entire WNBA hasn't had that type of popularity that the women's college game did. But to say that, even if they don't come out and say it publicly, there's no way that these players are like, hey, I think it's a combination of the two to answer your question, where they could be a little annoyed that why didn't they care about it when we were growing the game and improving viewership numbers and all that. But conversely, in the grand scheme of things, Caitlin Clark's bringing more eyeballs and more money into the WNBA potentially. So I think it's a combination of the two. There's no way that there's some players who are not like, I'm so sick of her. We're going to crush her. We're going to destroy her. There's no way there aren't somebody. No way there aren't people that feel that. They're not going to come out and say it. But there's surely some people that are feeling it. But at the end of the day, I think those committed to growing with the women's basketball game in the United States realizes the opportunity they have with Caitlin Clark and Cameron Brink and Angel Reese, and the list goes on.
I agree, Dom. I think you crystallized it right. It's going to be no different than a microcosm of society. Some people are going to embrace Caitlin. Hey, congratulations on the deal. You've advanced a women's game. Other people are going to hate it. They're going to be the haters. And you know what? That just goes with the deal. I mean, that's just the part of it, you know? And yeah, they're going to resent the money. But I think you're right. And I think they're going to be smart enough to know that she has raised the financial bar. Now, she's done it all by herself. All right, you could make that case. It's going to be fascinating to watch. All right, good stuff. All right, don't forget. We got a lot still to go. We'll finish strong here, but I want to do some housekeeping again. Gus Mark Scott is going to join us from APV, American Premium Vodka, Saturday night. Actually, it'll be on Friday, and we'll carry it over into Saturday as well. And then this weekend, we get it rolling with KFJB, AM 1230, 93.9 FM, Marshalltown, Iowa. Youngstown, Ohio's on board. We're working on others. Thanks to Kyle Martin, the program director out at KFJB. We're excited. All sorts of things going on there, and we're very excited about that. And we want to thank Randy Byrne and American Premium Vodka, now our new title sponsor. So we look forward to that. All right, we'll come back. What we're screaming about in the world of sports. The NBA now comes out with a statement that Tyrese Maxey was fouled multiple times during that chaotic sequence, quote unquote. Mad scramble is more like it. In the place of all places, Madison Square Garden last night, Philadelphia loses in dramatic fashion. And guess what? Denver now is up 2-0 on the Lakers. We're coming back here on Sports America. I'm Marty Terrell, presented in part by American Premium Vodka. Drink responsibly, right? We're coming back. Don't go away.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was.
Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All right, down the home stretch is where we're headed now. Tonight, Suns, T-Wolves, they'll get it going here. And we'll take you into the night with Pacers, Bucks. Pacers just laid an egg. They looked horrible on Sunday. Mavs, Clippers, too. Mavs got down a boatload. Final score on that game Sunday was a little bit deceiving as well. So that's where we start our night. Like we told you, baseball-wise, Red Sox. I'll tell you what, Tanner Houck, obviously. I love the Red Sox, but there's not much. Cora, to me, has worn out his welcome. I am looking forward to a new bench boss in Boston, but Tanner Houck is gassing the Indians again. Last week, what was it, hour and 50 minutes, hour and 49 minutes, just mowed down the Guardians, and that was at Fenway. Now they're out in Cleveland. So away we go there. NHL tonight. Boy, the Bruins last night. That's good under my skin. Capitals, Rangers. Follow that one into the night. Lightning, Panthers game two. We got the Lanch and the Jets. And then we got Predators, Canucks. So we got a four-pack of NHL games. So there you go. Want to welcome KFJB again. AM 1230, 93.9 FM on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Sports Byline. Kyle Martin, program director there. We got some other things cooking, and we look forward to that. We'll announce it when it's appropriate. American Premium Vodka, great job out of you folks. We appreciate it. We'll salute you over the weekend. And again, any drinking, any consumption of alcoholic beverages, they do alter your mind. Don't drink and drive and enjoy responsibly, right? That's where we want to go. Dominic Jimenez, startling work out of you. Very good job. Caitlin Clark, congratulations to her and her family. $28 million over 8 years from Nike. She rebuffed, rebuked $4 million plus from Under Armour. Shorter deal, though. So she took the Nike brand and took the long-term deal. We'll see on her Olympic chances and her hopes as the days. And June 1st is the drop-dead date, so we've still got another month here. All right, good job out of the whole crew. Enjoy the games tonight. I'm Morty Terrell. Adios.